concept of an unconditional basic income has quite a number of supporters, it seems, across the world, not just here in Switzerland. But just explain how it would work. Is it seriously about asking the state to give 2,500 francs every month to everybody?
Yes, except that to give is not quite the right idea, because the Constitution already says that everyone has a right to a life in dignity. And in our view, it isn't really quite done today. And so this would make the difference that the amount of money that each of us has in Switzerland to live on is often conditional. And according to our initiative, the basic amount, which is just barely enough to live in dignity, would not be conditional on anything. It wouldn't be conditional on having lost a job or not having any other money. It would be unconditional.
So it wouldn't even be conditional on working. You could just technically come to Switzerland, or if you're a Swiss citizen, live here, do nothing, and the state would give you that every month. This isn't unemployment benefit. This is not a minimum wage. This is just a handout from the government to every citizen, no matter what you earn or not earn at all.
Yes, in our view, it's a right that we all already have, but which is not always done, to be able to live. And yes, it would be unconditionally given to everyone. You should think of it as being given by the whole of society and not the government. It's not government money. It's already our money, but it's not being distributed in the right way today.
Why do you want to give the CEO of a big multinational corporation 2,500 francs a month?
We would like it to be for everyone, because that's the only way to recognize the humanity, the equal humanity of each of us.
But they don't need it. Surely
they
you would be better,
it.
No. Would you,
right.
not, would you not be better with campaigning for a minimum wage, so that people who are earning less money than you feel they should have to live on can increase their salaries, rather than just handing out money to wealthy people who don't need it?
It's not because we need it that we live. We live because we live. And if we don't recognize this, if we don't see that the amount of money we get for our work, which is a salary, whether it's enormous or tiny, is independent of our right to live, then we won't really be having a recognition of each person's humanity in the same way.
So it's
for us, it's important that even the rich should get it, because everyone should get the same amount.
So it's really, it's based around a very firm ideology here, as opposed to actual need. It's more based on an ideology that you should have it.
Yes, it's also based on the need that we see with people who can't find a job and are being required to jump through hoops by the social security people in order to be able to try and find a job, which is impossible because we'll never have full employment again in any country in the world, but especially where the productivity is so high that we're producing everything we need with much less than the full amount of labor that used to be required. We want to divorce the right to live and the basic means to do that independently from the ability to find a job.
Okay,
so
the
price to pay, if you like, is that rich people will also get this amount, because it's a basic income and it's a right for everyone. And then where the transfers of money to make sure that everyone gets the basic income come from is an open question, which the initiative committee has purposely not tried to decide in advance. So that, for example, if a rich person who also gets the basic income has it clawed back in some fashion by either a tax or a direct payment, is a question that's open for the moment, and it will in any case be changed by the parliament, even if we decided to make a specific proposal.
All right, well, let's talk about how you're going to fund this, because this is not cheap, clearly, to be giving every citizen, to give 8 million people 2,500 francs a month for doing nothing. How do you intend to fund this particular idea?
Well, the first idea to look at is that today in Switzerland, there are very few people who are actually starving. In fact, I would say probably none. So in some fashion, directly or indirectly, conditionally or unconditionally, all 8 million of us already have some access to an amount of money which is comparable to this basic amount. So either through Social Security or through one's husband or wife or through one's parents, if one is a child, even a major child, all of us have access to this amount of money today, roughly. And so it's not a question of finding the money from nowhere. It's a question of making sure that this basic amount, which everyone already has or has access to, becomes unconditional and personal. So that, for example, a woman who divorces and doesn't have her own job and can't find a job in a market that doesn't have any jobs going is nonetheless able to divorce because she will have a basic income which allows her to live independently.
But do we not already have facilities in place to deal with situations like that, to deal with unemployment, to deal with losing your job? We have salaries. But your saying is that everybody should be given money, but you've not told me exactly how this is going to get paid for. How are you going to pay for everybody to receive nearly 28,000 francs a year, no matter what they do and whatever where they live and whatever their jobs are?
Well, on one hand, you said we already have that. On the other hand, you said, where do we find the money? The two are the same. We already have access to that money today.
No, but we have access today, do we not, to give to the needy, to people who need the money, not to give it to people who are already earning large salaries, which is, you're suggesting everyone gets it.
Yes, I'm suggesting that the basic amount is unconditional. What I'm not suggesting is that somebody who today earns 20,000 a month will henceforth have 22,500 clear. What I'm saying is that in some fashion, those who don't need it will probably have it clawed back in some fashion.
But it will be given to them.
It will be
a universal benefit,
unconditionally to start with.
Right.
And then there will be other mechanisms.
So we're running out of time here, but just tell me how that will be paid for, because you're not giving it to them right now.
No. Okay. So someone who is already earning 20,000 a month will probably, at the end of the operation that the Parliament will have to decide if we manage to get this into the Constitution, will also be getting 20,000 a month. But out of that 20,000, 2,500 will be the basic income, which will be unconditional. And out of the rest, he will probably be paying either more taxes or more fees, or else will be refunding on the basis of the fact that he has a lot of money, the equivalent money.
So you'd lower the taxation, essentially.
If, for example, one of the ways to do it is to raise taxation on incomes for the rich. Another, which has also been suggested, is to increase the value-added tax that we have, which is at a very low level, but that has other disadvantages. The balance of economic forces is not something that we're attacking directly, because even if we did, the Parliament would in any case have to decide again how to do it.
Okay.
And those are very important economic factors that we don't master and that aren't directly being proposed in the initiative.
All right. Well, we've run out of time, unfortunately, but just quickly, you've got half the signatures to have a ballot. You're
yes.
still campaigning for 10 months, so you're likely to get enough to put it to the vote. You've just said VAT would have to be raised, the rich would have to pay more tax. Do you see this being voted for in the next few years by the Swiss? Very quickly.
I think it'll be voted in 15 years' time and not this time. I think it's necessary to start in the way that we did with the old age pension in 1919, and it took 29 years to get voted in. I think that this is of the same order, and it's of the same kind of new way of looking at society, which we'll need.
So it will take a number of years. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning and also clarifying some of the nuances of this.